Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
That promised interview with the renowned reggae and R&B musician, Dr. Victor. Dr. Victor, welcome to Hi FM.
Hello, who's this, is it speaking? Is it Sarah?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, only thing, I can't see your face. Can you see mine?
No, I'm working purely from sound. So it's how we have to do it, unfortunately.
Oh, I see. No, but I can hear you nice and
clearly. Great. Dr. Yeah. Victor, you've been around for a substantial amount of time. You have a great reputation. The pandemic hit us. You're a musician. You perform in front of people and suddenly you couldn't. What have you learned during this pandemic about making music and music in general?
Yeah, this thing was just as horrible. You know, nobody saw this thing coming, but, it's upon us, and we had to improvise, but it's very difficult because we've only known to make music one way, and that's practice new songs, record new songs in the studio, release an album, and then, go and perform it in front of people. Mm. But now for this past 2 years, we couldn't do it as often as we like, you know. So the numbers have dwindled, the earnings have dwindled. So we weren't making the money which we used to make. And also, instead of performing for the 1,000 people now, we were down to 200 or 100 people, sometimes only dependent on streaming. Mm. So it's very tough. But in the meantime, we're hanging in here. And the sad part is, this thing swiped through the earth, through the world so quick, and we've lost a few dear friends of ours through this the coronavirus, COVID-19 pandemic as well.
Yes, indeed. That has been one of the saddest stories of the pandemic. How did you find dealing with streaming where you don't have, you're playing live, but you don't have a live audience?
It's, the energy is not always there, and the adrenaline and the vibe you get from the people, but we just had to do it because, but it wasn't so bad. Once you've done it like once or three, four times, and it comes back because remember when you record, we sort of entered your world now. You're the world of radio, you know. Because most of the time, the radio presenters are alone in the studio. I don't know where they get the nerves of steel to know they're talking to someone. So we had to get a taste of that. So, but you just have to switch that other part of your brain on. To tell yourself, I can handle it. It's just like recording an album. I'm alone in the studio, and the only thing it's happening in real time, and the people are listening. So sometimes it was daunting, you know, because some mornings a lot of us suffered from partly the depression through this thing. So you would get up and wonder, people calling you from Edgar's, they're threatening they're going to take your motor vehicle and stuff like that. So you're tossing and turning. So you get up, and on that same day you have to stream. And you just have to be strong in God and put on a smile and perform. And that's the thing. But I'm glad the president didn't go back to level two and to level three again. I know people are still getting sick with this Omicron strain. But we're still in level one. I could at least go to Checkers and Woolworths with my wife, go to this game around, you know, and things like that. So we just keep going. What can we do?
Yeah. No, absolutely. It's very stressful. Are you aware at all of getting new audiences from streaming? Different audiences, perhaps?
Yeah, we did, but the numbers were small. As new audiences, there was a time, I think most musicians, at least that I know of, people like Mark Beeling, whoever was streaming, you know, the Rockets, all my friends, they were streaming, and they would have the bank numbers on the screen, so scrolling on the screen. But the people, I don't know, you know, they just didn't, contribute enough. So yeah. A lot of times at the end of a show or even at the end of a week, you would add up what you made from the streaming. So in my case, I had to pay my crew to set up.
Sure.
And a lot of the times there weren't even enough money to pay the crew because people would maybe just contribute 200 bucks or sometimes 50 rand. So it was just pathetic, you know. Yeah. I was never a fan of a streaming.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
I'd rather record in my studio, prepare my next album. That's how I keep busy, but I'm not a big fan of a streaming at all. First of all, it's just difficult not to perform with a band.
Dr. Victor, I'm going to have to end there because we're running out of time. But thank you for that insight, and I hope you get back before real people soon.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have to hang in there and do this for the people who lost their lives, and we have to continue. And I pledge with the people, please to vaccinate.
Great. Thank you.